All right, now, good afternoon to you guys. If you enjoyed, hope you guys are great. All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, I made a habit to wake. I made it a point to wake up on camera today. All right, now, that's the Lord. No pillow, no nothing. I slept on top of the pillow. You know what I mean? I love my, this for a blanket. I sleep on it rather than under it. It's 40 degrees. This morning's cold as hell. So I slept on the under the for a blanket. All right, now, you know, how do I look? You got some dumb bitch that's so jealous and I'm waking up on camera. That defies logic. But it's a pleasure to be with you guys, all right now, all right now. Happy 61st birthday to my mom today, all right now. It's a pleasure to be with you guys, all right now. But as far as, you know, the old racist United States, that's my point, all right now. You got these dumbass racists doing all that begging. Stop damn begging, you know. All right now, that's what they kept lying about. Musty Musty is in a room with 1,000 other people, and these clown racists keep trying to put his name on everything, giving credit, and he's not doing anything. I've never seen any shit like it. All right, now stop fucking begging, right? All right, now somebody's going to fix these racist stupidity. It's going to have to be Jesus. It's not me, right? Boeing is going bankrupt. Warren Buffett almost went bankrupt. He sold 400 million shares of fraud because he would have went bankrupt, you know, because he saw nobody's going to help his ass. All right, now Intel and these other, you know, jobs laying off people, and they going completely bankrupt for a, what is it, supply chain, you know? That's global, all right? Now, nobody's helping these dumbass racists, all right? Now, that's my point with it, all right? Now, if you're not racist, please don't be offended, but if you dumbly about that fraud thinking you can steal from me and capitalize on this fortune by these old nasty-ass racists, you got the language in your racist groups, you know what you're getting yourselves into, and I don't feel bad for you losing your money, all right? Now, all right? Now, but yeah, that's my point, all right? Now, they keep liable musty, you know, he go past $1 trillion, these dumbass racists, these stupid-ass racists, all right? Now, I'm not a migrant, sitting racist trying to say that Elon Musk is a migrant, right? I was actually born in this shithole country. I don't like the United States, but yeah, William was talking about it. William was talking about it. He said they just floored over across the entire world. That's what happened when Elon Musk and all them called Russia last year. What did crackhead Hunter say? They so racist and fucking stupid. They called this year in July. Talking about put Elon Musk on the phone. And they're gonna just be so impressed, and they laughed Musty to scorn. Said no, you know, see, he's not even a comparison to her, right? All right, now, but the Saudi royal family and all of them across the world, Prince William talking about, he said all they're talking about is the fact that they've never seen $1 trillion, like they've never seen anything quite like it. That's what happened in most of them called this summer, this old dumbass racist fake assassination attempt, because he got caught calling the Klan saying, hanged a nigger, and he got kicked out of office. He faked the assassination attempt, they start calling Russia with Musty on the phone. All right, now. And Trump and Musty and Biden, does that make sense? So right now, you know, murderer, killer Joe Biden, the terrorist, Nazi, racist, you know, bigot, clown, start calling Russia saying, you know, we can't let black people have money. And then crackhead Hunter had the bright idea, we'll put Elon Musty on the phone, who's white man, they keep putting his face on everything, he's not doing anything. It is a complete joke. Did you see the 1,000 people that were celebrating the thing being clutched because they worked on it together? It's not his project. It's not even his idea, to my understanding. But these racists keep putting his name on stuff like they're stupid. Oh my God, what a joke they are. But yeah, they called Russia with that bullshit thinking people are supposed to pretend. What they get told, they said, okay, he's not even a comparison. I write no to the extraction, to Ripple. I write no, they got told no. I write no, but I saw William is talking about. William was talking, he said, across the world, he said, all they're talking about is they have never seen anything quite like an $1 trillion. Man, I give Jesus the praise, I give Jesus the glory. All right, I'm on my way to China to go to the bank. I won't be traveling this holiday season. In Jesus' name, I'd be working this holiday season, right? Because I got something to do. I need to go to Hong Kong as soon as possible. Last year for Christmas, I was last year Thanksgiving. I missed it. I was traveling. I didn't get back here until December 21st. I don't even remember Christmas last year because I was asleep. All right, now that's the Lord. So this year in Jesus' name, I will be working. I have got something. I've got to go to Hong Kong to get to these banks, and nobody give a damn about these dumbass racists, and they fear, but these dumbass racists, they so stupid. Well, he'll be the first trillionaire, he's so stupid ass racist. Oh my God, you know, the Lord Jesus has to fix their stupidity. I'm not finna do it, but even fixing their stupidity, somebody would have to surpass $1 trillion over and over and over again. They so damn dumb, they got over a $50 trillion hole. So you would have to literally surpass that $1 trillion, you know, 50 times. All right, now you have to break that trillion over and over again, you know, so to not to have nothing to prove there, but to even fix their dumbass stupidity, which nobody's going to do. Boeing is going bankrupt. Warren Buffett, he almost went bankrupt. He sold that fucking fraud so he wouldn't go bankrupt. I write no shares of fraud. Why do you think he's sitting on all that money? Because he realized he was going to go bankrupt. That stocks are not worth a shit, so he starts selling money. He starts selling the stuff and getting real money back. Why do you think he did that, right? Because he was going bankrupt, because he's stupid. He thought that people could steal from me, and so he could capitalize off it. He's so damn shitty, right? Not this time. All right, now, so stop being salty and green. Stop getting your dumb asses up looking at an account that say Vidra Jordan on it, right? All right, now, what these racists said, he called me nigger, said he want to hang me, frame me, allow me, and said, you know, they're just some stupid-ass racists. All right, now stop waking up, seeing my name, Vedric Jordan, on the account and begging for it. Stop trying to figure out ways to plot, lie, steal, and kill, right? Does that make sense? Stop doing that and stop being green and salty. Nobody's helping your dumbass to the fact that, you know, Boeing and all them going bankrupt, they laying off people, and that is unfortunate. I'm not going to joke about working people being laid off. Just going to give working people some direct money. Without helping these shitholes. Nobody's coming to save their asses. What a joke they are. All right, no, you can write people, normal people a check. You know, that in Jesus' name, that'll be fine. But, you know, as far as this is concerned, you know, I mean, what's up, right? You know, so the moral of the story is don't ask for a handout. Nobody's coming to save your asses. Stop being green and jealous, looking at an account to say Vedric Jordan on it, being jealous and mad and begging and trying to steal it, so stupid and mad for 3 years. All right, now nobody's coming to help you, dumb shit hoes. All right, now you're $50 trillion dumb in debt. All right, now that's the Lord. All right, now the God by Jesus. Jesus is surpassing the octillion. That's not my accomplishment. That's the Lord Jesus' accomplishment. But the other racism said they got told about that racism in the United States, how they lied about Busty being the richest. Said, you know, okay, and they were like saying, it's not even his accomplishment. It's not even his ideal. You guys can check this out. The gripping of the rocket is not even Busty's ideal. They keep trying to put his face on everything. These damn racists are so stupid. All right, now that's for what these dumbasses are in a $50 trillion hole. They better fix it. They better get their ass out there on 7 continents with 8 billion people. They better start knocking on doors. They stare into the account. They say, Vedric Jordan, by Jesus' grace and his mercy and his goodness. They can't steal it by God's goodness. All right, now that's what they can't frame. They got caught doing that. All right, now through the best lawyers and investigators, looked at me for 3 years with a Nazi trying to kill me, saying he wanted to kill me, said he wanted to hang me and steal from me and sit loud on this nigger. So you got that recorded, right? So what a joke they are. All right, now, so the moral of the story is don't beg and don't look for a handout and nobody's coming to save you, dumb shitholes, right? I didn't exaggerate about the horrors of these assholes. These racists are mad, waking up, seeing Vedric Jordan, what's supposed to bail their dumb asses out. You know, Boeing is going bankrupt. I shouldn't, you know, I'm not laughing at working people losing their jobs. Ooh, hell no. I would never laugh at working people losing their jobs. That's not funny. Ooh, God, no. But, you know, you have these shithole racists thinking somebody's supposed to come to their rescue. Nobody gives a damn about these racists. They're saying that across the globe, they're crying and screaming, they're going bankrupt, and they being told who gives a damn. You know, nobody cares. You better fix that fraud. Right? Stop looking for a handout. Nobody's coming to help you assholes. Look at Boeing. They realize that. Warren Buffett, shitty old ass, realized that. And Intel and all, they realize that they're selling that fraud. You better realize it too. Right? Not just, I mean, I'm saying, right? All right, now, you know, I mean, clearly nobody gives a damn about you. You clown assholes lying and being jealous and mad. Stop looking at an account to say Vedric Jordan, that's earned by the Holy Spirit, that's earned it from the entire world by Jesus' goodness. That's earned. You know, you can't steal it, right? Nobody's coming to your assholes' rescue. You better start selling that fraud. It won't quite fix your hole, but it'll give you, like, at least a little bit of your money back, right? I hope you guys will. Good afternoon. Thank you guys so much.